Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 24th of November 1961. Dukkha and the End of Dukkha. Sayadaw told the story of Asela Kasapa, a wanderer. He met the Buddha and asking question with wrong views. The four wrong views which the naked ascetic asked to the Buddha were: 1 is suffering created by oneself. 2 is suffering created by another. 3 is suffering created both by oneself and another. 4 has suffering arisen by chance or without any cause. 1 has done dukkha and 1 has suffered for it. This is the view of eternalism, sasata ditthi, because it continues as the same one person. Due to ignorance and volitional formation, avijja and sankhara, dukkha arises. You do it so you suffer for it. This is Buddhist sasata ditthi. Buddhist religion in name, and internally it's sasata. Most people die with sasata ditthi. With wrong view, contemplation of vipassana will get inside knowledge, i.e., you will see impermanence. But you can't get the path knowledge. A good example was Ven. Channa and Ven. Yamaka. The actor is one person and the sufferer is another person. It means cause and effect do not connect. It becomes akeda ditthi. View of annihilationism. If you can answer both questions as it's not in this way, then you are free from sasata and akeda views. Without a teacher's explanation, all have wrong views. You practice but can't get the path and fruition knowledges if you have wrong views, because it's resisted by wrong views. The fourth question was, is dukkha arisen by chance? It was ahituka ditthi, view of non-causality. All wrong view will fall away if you know these four points clearly. And then by practicing hard can realize path and fruition knowledges. If not, I can't guarantee you. Also, the Buddha said that it couldn't be. If you ask, is there any dukkha existing? The answer is dukkha exists. In this candor, whatever arising is dukkha arising. This body is all dukkha. If you don't believe, just observe it. It's arising and vanishing, etc. To infinity. When it will stop. If you can answer dukkha exists, and you get sakanana. He asked the Buddha as did he know dukkha. The Buddha answered as he knew it. You can't get nibbana if the changing and perishing are not extinct. In your vipassana practice, I am asking you of does the candor disappear? It's the same as does dukkha disappear. Nibbana appears if dukkha disappears. The whole candor is the assemblage of dukkha. Dukkha kandhasa samadayo hoti, the whole dukkha kanda is arising. By following to the end of dukkha and its ending is nibbana. Just practice vipassana and you can realize the ending of dukkha. Dukkhasa antam karasati, will realize the end of dukkha. If you really and truly know dukkha and dukkha will end. Dukkha existing is the kanda and the knowing is nana. In you dukkha sakka and magga sakka arise. And then you get the mundane path factors, lokiya maggan. You will get the supermundane knowledge if you continue the contemplation. Without the understanding of D.A. process and you have ditthi, wrong views. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of November 1961. Importance of feeling. In the Vedanasamyutta, the monks asked the Buddha, we want to know the differences between how the worldling, Padarjana, and noble person, Arya, react to feeling. If you contemplate, feeling and mind also are included together, Sahajata. In the worldling, if the unpleasant feeling, Dukkha Vedana, of pain and aches arise and follow with displeasure, Domanasa Vedana. This is normal. Domanasa is mind of anger. For example, with the mosquito bites and it becomes itchy. And then you slap the mosquito. A worldling hits by an arrow has suffered twice. It means internal and external sufferings. It is not only that much. Also he follows with desire, tanha, for the unpleasant feeling to go away. In this way, the worldling doesn't know the impermanence of unpleasant, displeasure and joy feelings, dukkha, domanasa and somanasa vedana. The unknowing latent disposition of ignorance, avijñāsaya, is latent in the mind. Therefore, for a worldling, unpleasant feeling arising is terrible for him. Most people are taking this as normal. A person without any knowledge is following with all the three latent defilements, i.e., lobha, dosa and moha. According to the D.A. process, it follows in the beginning, middle and the end, see 12 links. The D.A. process continues. Bitten by a mosquito, three of the D.A. processes arise. Mosquito bites me, but I can't do anything for it. It means you want to go to the plane of misery. Is it good with a mosquito biting and going there? Those who has no experience without a mosquito bite is very rare indeed. Some teachers observed their yogis who could stay in the fruition states didn't see mosquitoes bite them. But instead normal yogis were bitten by mosquitoes. Kalesa smells attract mosquitoes. The Buddha mentioned that after about 100,000 people's death, there was not one of them born in the blissful existences, Shugatis. This was not an exaggeration. You can check your mind with the D.A. process and will know it. A lot of people don't know what's happening. So don't perform the transferring of merits for the dead person. It's only just for a show. D.A. process will drag him down there. People without knowledge have to be followed this path. In the great religions of the world, Buddhists are a small group. Again, very few Buddhists know these things. Therefore, it will be very frightening for wandering in the rounds of existence. Samahito yathabhutam pajanati. Understand it as it really is with samadhi. No samadhi and panna, you don't know it. It's very clear that without understanding of feeling it becomes quite difficult. Even I have to teach you how to deal with mosquito bite. The mosquito comes and disturbs you or you go to the plane of misery, apaya. Without the knowledge and you take it as a disturbance. It happens here and has to solve the matter here. Don't get up and run away. Die with greed, lobha, become hungry ghosts, pita. Die with delusion, moha, become animals. Die with anger, dosa, become hell beings. These are generally happening to living beings when they die. Therefore, knowledge is very important. So, vipassana has to be done later, i.e., after the learning knowledge. Only by knowing it, you can practice properly, i.e., nata parinna. For a noble being, ariya, when a feeling strikes him and he strikes it back, i.e., feeling arises and he contemplates its impermanence. Those three kinds of D.A. process can't follow behind you if you become the disciple of the Ariyas. Only you contemplate impermanence, it'll become vipassana if you are patient with painful feeling and only in the stage of sila. You have to be patient with it or contemplate impermanence. If you can contemplate feeling and just contemplate feeling. If you can't overcome it and the desire arises for it to go away. Then you contemplate the desire, tanha. With knowledge three types of latent defilement cease. By doing the job of Sattva Ariya Savaka, a learned disciple of noble beings, one will become Ariya. The process is, from worldling, Padarjana, to right-pointing arrow disciple of Ariya, Ariya Savako, to right-pointing arrow Ariya, noble being. With the contemplation of feeling is also connection with mind and form, i.e., physical sensation, kayika vedana, bodily consciousness, kaya vina and bodily sensitivity, kayapasada. Contemplation of impermanence is also dharma nupasana. Feelings arise by conditions and sankhata dharma. Therefore it ends up with anicca. The Buddha also said that feeling was like a bubble. Feeling is paticca samuppanna dharma, resultant phenomena and via dharma, vanishing phenomena. So it must become the assemblage of dukkha, dukkakandhasa dharma. Therefore, it also can be contemplated as truth of dukkha, dukkha sakka. Today I am teaching feeling and mind together. Why the Buddha taught them separately in four groups? I.e., the four satipatthana. It's because of human characters. A person with strong tanna and contemplates feeling has the quick result. In the end, whatever you are contemplating, converging at Samadhiya and Vaya arising and vanishing. Therefore, the Buddha in the Samyutta Nikaya divided insight contemplation into three stages. 1. Satipatthana, 2. Satipatthanavavana, 3. The end of Satipatthanavavana. Knowing the arising is Satipatthana. Seeing the arising and vanishing becomes Satipatthanavavana. The ending of Bhavana is, it comes to the end after the path knowledge arises by not wanting of the impermanence. In Sati Sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension, Sampajana comes later. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha taught that when feeling arises, just know it's arising. There is not impermanence included, so identity view did not fall away. Therefore, he continued to talk about Samadhiya and Vaya, Anicca, to strip off Sakkaya Ditthi. There is nothing of me and mine exist. It is only the existing of impermanent phenomena. After that it develops into truth, Sakka. Then contemplate it as Dukkha Sakka. It's Bhavatabha, have to contemplate for many times. This refers to mundane knowledge, Lokiya Magga. Real knowledge arises is Satipatthana Bhavana. Sati steps back and led by Panna in the series of Bhavana. There are three stages of development of Satipatthana at what I have taught today. Worldling right-pointing arrow Arya Savaka right-pointing arrow Arya. All of these teachings are according to the Samyutta Nikaya. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 28th of November 1961. Tanna and Kamma. Sayadaw based this talk on the simile of the six animals discourse. The six animals are a snake, a crocodile, a bird, a dog, a jackal and a monkey. They represent the six internal sense bases, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind respectively. Closing square bracket. If we are dragging away by the six animals, can you see yourself will come up from the plains of misery? Taking the six ropes of the animals, bind together making a knot and bind them to a strong post. And then you can't pull away by them. The mind can concentrate thoroughly on an object and becomes absorption, jhana. Jhana pakayo, jhana conditions are talking about samadhi. Which can concentrate thoroughly on an object is jhana. Not let the mind go away, binding the wild animal of the mind to the strong post of in-breath and out-breath, anapana, with the rope of mindfulness, sati. And then this mind can't run away to anywhere. Therefore, the Buddha taught the way of mindfulness of breathing, anapanasati. You'll have a bad living and dying if you can't herd the six animals, six sense bases. If you know how to herd them, they lay down quietly at the foot of the strong post. I'll talk about the way how to do it. Contemplation of the mind is the best one. Sayadaw usually emphasized on sitanupasana. I don't understand the reason why before. He gave one or two reasons for these objects of the mind and didn't explain it in details. But after listening many times of his talks with contemplation, many things emerged from them themselves. So it's very important to read the suttas and teachings of some very wise teachers for many times and with contemplation develops wisdom faulty. Contemplate the impermanence of the seeing mind. It goes up to feeling. Noting the nature of why it's so. The seeing, eye consciousness, contact, fasa, and feeling, vedana, are arising together. If you can contemplate the impermanence of seeing consciousness and it becomes just seeing only. As a feeling it's a neutral feeling, apekka vedana. After seeing in this way, affection, tanna and clinging, upadanam, does not arise because you can make it lay down at the base of the mind, mano, post. Insight practice is contemplation with the mind, mana. D. A. Process is not cutting off without the contemplation, for example, in the samatha practice. It is nibbana that raga, lust, dosa, anger, and moha, delusion, are cut off. So it's cutting off the D. A. Process. With the contemplation of the seeing mind, hearing mind, etc. and D. A. Process cut off in the beginning. If you can't contemplate the thinking mind, with more thinking and more arriving to the planes of misery, for worldly thoughts and thinking. The Buddha differentiated between tanha and kamma. Kamma does not arise if tanha does not arise. Therefore tanha becomes samudaya sakka, the cause of suffering. The Buddha also said, ragakayo, dosikayo, mohikayo nibbanam. The destruction of lust, anger and delusion is nibbana. So destruction of tanha is nibbana. It is not by destruction of kamma. What is tanha look like? In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha said that tanha was like a tailor, connecting the pieces of cloth together. Therefore, tanha will connect this life to next life if it exists. It is cut off without tanha. You might think kamma connects it. Sayadaw gave an example of a man and a woman because of tanha, they marry to each other and two families become having connection. Arahants without tanha can't connect it. Later Buddhists have the view of without tanha and a noble being can come and go as he likes. Nibbana is not a being, not a person, not an atta, not one is all and not all is one. But kamma is closer to the result. Kamma pakaya jati, kamma conditions birth. Therefore tanha is more fearful than kamma. Tanha has the power of connecting dukkha. The kammas become nullified. Kammas do not become nullified if tanha does not cease because tanha is similar to someone collecting of kammas. When a being life comes to the end and tanha releases another kamma and then lives are connected without ending. Therefore tanha is more powerful than kamma. So the Buddha said that the destruction of tanha was nibbana. He did not say, the destruction of kammas. Tanha governs and controls over kammas. Kammas will never finish with tanha existing. After the destruction of tanha, kammas become defunct kammas, ahosi kamma. I'll give you the evidence. Sayadaw told the story of Bodhisattva Vesandra, whose perfections had been reached the highest levels. Lust, raga, had destroyed and Siddhartha became a Buddha. If not the results of his good kammas as Bodhisattva Vesandra would not finish. Therefore with the destruction of tanha kammas are destroyed. If you are in fear of kamma and this is a fear of an animal. It's like throwing a stone to a dog. You have to be afraid of the cause and not the result. Tanha is the cause and kamma is the result. Cutting off the birth to the planes of misery is also cutting off the great tanha. Wrong view is called mahatanha. To cut off the blissful rebirths, sugati, is to cut off small tanha. Color tanha is representing all the lust and greed. Throwing a stone to a dog is also with tanha, i.e., dosa and it comes from tanha. You have to correct yourself as the most fearful thing for me is tanha. It is not right if you complain about kamma when you are in dukkha. For example, a pearl diver dies in the sea is the cause of tanha or kamma. Therefore tanha is king of the death. But you all are making friend with tanha. Making friendship with the murderer is very idiotic. Therefore many kinds of dukkha arise by tanha, samadaya. Insight meditation is for the cessation of tanha or kamma. In the sutta it mentioned as kalsamarinto, let kalesa dies. If you are condemning on the wrong person and kalesa will smile. The mind has the nature of wanting to go anywhere. You will not become a bad living and dying if you can make the animal of the mind to lie down at the base of the post. Whatever mind arises, contemplate its impermanence. Then, Sariputta said that could observe one's own mind would arrive to nibbana. Mind in sleep, i.e., bhavanga citta, doesn't have the result of good or bad. We have to contemplate all the active minds. If not, they will give the results. Change the worldly mind into the noble mind, Arya mind. By seeing impermanence and becomes Arya mind. Practice vipassana is for the merits or changing the mind. These words are very important. If you can't contemplate and only the worldly mind process is going on. Vipassana mind arises is the Arya mind. Contemplating the Sotapanna's mind will become once returner, Sakadagaman. Contemplating the Sakadagaman's mind will become non-returner, Anagaman, etc. So changing the mind is important. Therefore, one will never become an Arian without practicing Vipassana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 29th of November 1961. 3 cups of medicine and the crazy beings. I'll talk about the differences between wise attention and unwise attention, yoniso and ioniso. By the parental traditions, mostly we were taught with the unwise attention. New unwholesome things arise from unwise attention which increase the old ones. Whenever you are looking at this kanda, it's arising and passing away. It's the dukkha kanda and oppressed by aging and sickness. It is anatta kanda and out of our controlling. It's asubha kanda, foulness, which excrement, urine, etc. are coming out from it. In daily life, we are greeting and serving each other with impermanence as permanence, dukkha as sukha, anatta as atta and asubha as subha. We are doing all these with unwise attention. In the world, inversions, vipalasa, are overwhelming. Therefore, in the world we encounter with a lot of unwholesome matters. With unwise attention, beings are far from nibbana, which is the ending of dukkha. Because of that, all will fall into the planes of misery, is becoming evident. Therefore, in the world, is there anything more frightful than unwise attention? Unwise attention includes inversions of perception, mind and view dharmas. Perceive, know and view things wrongly. Therefore, the crazy worldlings of the world are opposed to the Buddha. The Buddha seemed to be arisen among the crazy people. All are crazy with tanha, mana and ditthi. The worldly dharma and Buddha's dharma are opposite. All the dead ones are the funerals of the crazy people because no one dies by curing their craziness. Therefore, going to the planes of misery are too many. These dharmas will always resist to the insight knowledge. You can't reach towards nibbana if you can't get the insight knowledges. Craziness for lust and ditthi is the outcome of unwise attention. Only clear away all these will arrive to nibbana. With entering of the stream and inversion of wrong view is cured. These are 12 inversions that I have to teach for more days. Unwise attention is covering up the 3 dharmas of anicca, dukkha and anatta to nibbana. If you practice vipassana and craziness becomes lighter. If you are only doing merits and craziness will not cure. There are 4 cups of medicine for the cure of craziness. These are anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha medicines. Without taking them, craziness for lust and ditthi are not cured. In reality, there are 3 types of craziness: lust, wrong view and delusion, raga, ditthi and moha. The Buddha had arisen in the world for giving us the 3 cups of medicine, i.e., anicca, dukkha and anatta medicines. Therefore, he was called Satadeva Manusanam, teacher of gods and humans. The medicines let the poisons of nikkha, permanence, sukha, happiness, anatta, self, to vomit out. You are choosing and changing the time for taking these medicines. If I urge you to practice vipassana and the response is let me continues to be in craziness, or I'll do it later. Your thinking is not different from a crazy person and taking the fire as gold and excrement as rice. This is psychotic, mental illness. Natural craziness or global craziness is craziness of lust, anger and delusion. In the whole samsara, nobody is a good one. The Buddha was using many ways, sometime in soft way, by force and in normal, etc. to give the medicine for the treatments. Even people are worshipping the Buddha, they ask in prayers with craziness. Asking in prayers with lust for blissful existences, shugatis. It's the craziness of lust, raga. Don't know them as dukkha is the craziness of delusion, moha. I do it so I get it. This is the craziness of wrong view, ditthi. Therefore they will never end of the craziness. they are developing their inversions in front of the Buddha image. You couldn't even find the beginning of when living beings were becoming crazy. It time span of craziness was quite a long time now. With the unwise attention the 12 inversions come in. Sayadaw gave some examples in the daily life, how the three inversions of perception, knowing and viewing are arising continuously. In this way craziness is not cure only but increasing like a disease. There is nothing more valuable than the three cups of medicine for curing craziness. The Buddha himself offered his bones, blood and flesh to fulfill the perfections, paramis, for 4 incalculable eons, 4 asankhya kappa, and 100,000 eons, kappa, and discovered these three cups of medicines. Now, you are getting it very easily and should drink it or not. The Buddha told us that after seeing, hearing, etc., not to continue forwards. You become crazy if you do it. Just stop at seeing, hearing, etc. Or contemplate their impermanence. Except these three cups of vipassana medicine, there is no other refuge. The Buddha himself was arisen with these three cups of medicine. Seeing the impermanence is vomiting the poisons of inversion. Don't think that you are not developing in your practice. If you are seeing fewer impermanence and the poison are vomiting in fewer. If you want to vomit a lot, then drink it a lot, practicing a lot. You are vomiting the Dharma of craziness. The Buddha's medicines were sure for its cure. They are sure for the cure if you really take it. It doesn't like the worldly medicines. He himself had been cured with it that gave it to living beings. He was not hearing it from what other people had said. If you drink little will better little and with more will get well. Don't look for the medicine in other places, from other faiths. You'll not find it. I am only worried that you don't know your craziness. Then you'll not look for the medicine. After you are taking the medicine and will know that you are crazy, by seeing impermanence. Who constructs the 4 planes of misery? Unwise attention builds them. Are you unlucky? Or simply you built it by you yourself. If you make a mistake and a home is built there. It's quite frightening. Human beings are using the 12 inversions of tools and machines to build their homes. They go and live in the homes built by them themselves, from where they build the hells. It is from the human world. You understand it now, this point is interesting. When living beings are still alive doing all sorts of kamma and it already starts taking form. During the dying moment one of them is making the decision. Nandiya Upasaka built monastery and dwellings in the human world and started taking form in the celestial world. Is it not sure to build these things from the human world? He told the story. After you were born, parents were teaching you the inversion dharma. You also have to go and stay there where you build your homes, dwellings of hell, hungry ghosts and animals. But don't become in low spirit. And also don't make a show of nothing will happen to you. There is still have time. Medicine and teacher still exist, and you have time. Don't waste this time. Unwise attention is like a manager and the 12 inversions are like carpenters. With the path knowledge arises, the great 8 hells and the 120 small hells are disappeared. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of November 1961. Stream Enterer and the Inversions. By practicing Vipassana and realize Nibbana is seeing the deathless. There will be no more death again. At near death and oppressed by painful feeling with intense practice will overcome it. At near death can't rely on doctors. So, with right attention and practice regularly can work well at near death. Even dies with impermanence and next life will arrive to the deathless, i.e., next life will become a Sotapanna as mentioned by the Buddha. Therefore it's never in loss. What is the reason of unwise attention arises? Don't have a good teacher. Parents are crazy. Therefore sons and daughters are also crazy. They teach them what they know only. Not find a teacher who can teach rightly and the dawn of light will not appear. And will be always in the darkness. All are born in the darkness and will die in the darkness. It is not much beneficial only to rely on karma alone when the Buddha's teachings still exist, because it cannot be free from ignorance. We have to look for a teacher who can teach the truth. You don't want the truth of dukkha again if you find a teacher who can teach the truth of dukkha. Sayadaw explained the 12 inversions. After knowing these things with the contemplation and inversions become thin out. At the end of the contemplation, the stream entering of the path knowledge destroys 8 of them. Other path knowledges are not very important. The path knowledge destroy the 8 inversions is not an ordinary one. Becomes a non-returner, 10 of the inversions are gone. Only an arahant destroys all of them. There are 3 paths exist, from blissful existence, sugati, to nibbana, from sugati to sugati, and from sugati to painful existence, dugati. The crazy one doesn't know how to go nibbana. Knowing about these things should come before. After that comes the contemplation. Later abandoning of them will come by itself. Sayadaw gave some examples of the inversions in daily life. These distorted dharmas are making the D.A. process to arise. If you can abandon them and D.A. process is cutting off. After becoming a Sotapanna, in the future you will be free from becoming a disabled, blind, deaf, dumb person and a leper, and also be free from the wrong views and falling into the 4 planes of misery. So, Sotapanna is abandoning these 10 kinds of dukkha. Nana falls in line with the kanda is right attention. Therefore we have to be practiced. The 8 inversions the stream enterer has abandoned are: 1 view of permanence, 2 view of happiness, 3 view of beauty, 4 view of self, 5 perception of permanence, 6 knowledge of permanence, 7 perception of self, 8 knowledge of self. These are inversions if you take what the khandhas are telling you in the opposite ways. In the other hand, it is wise attention if you take it rightly. Your craziness becomes better if you see impermanence rightly. In your everyday life, inversions are increasing. Sayadaw gave some funny examples about them. These are showing the increasing of craziness. Your bones are becoming mature, but not your knowledge, i.e., the age increasing but not the knowledge. If you observe the kanda with knowledge, it will tell you about impermanence, dukkha, non-self and foulness, anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of November 1961. Breaking the collar. Sayadaw said, man was really foolish and took one's own body as this was mine, this I am, and this was myself, because the body was becoming old, sick and deaf. Beings attached to their bodies with wrong view and sensual pleasure. The Buddha gave a simile of a dog circling to a post, like living beings were roaming in samsara. The post represented the kanda, the rope to tana, the collar to ditthi and the dog to a worldling. The dog couldn't leave the post because the rope and collar attached to it. Circling around the post was like the kanda samsara. It could only escape from the post by cutting off the rope and collar. Living beings are revolving in samsara like the dog running or circling around the post. It's more important to save oneself than to save others. Even you are lazy to save yourself, so it is an empty word to save others. We are like this. We ourselves have the dangers of aging, sickness and death. We have to reproach ourselves. Do the practice is like running away from dangers. If you say I'll do what Tanna asks me, then it's the same as saying I'll go to the Apaya, plains of misery. Which one should you follow? Tanna or Nana asking you? If you follow Nana asking you, then listen to Dharma Talks and practice. You a Kalesa lunatic. You become happy with joy if you get money. Tanna only gives you the bad result. Dukkha Sakka arises because of Samadaya Sakka. Looking at the D. A. chart, i.e., Sayadaw's well-known D. A. process chart. If Tanna tells you that human world, celestial world and Brahma world are good, don't believe it. Tanna only sends you to a place where corpses are piling up. Only Nana sends you to Nibbanich happiness. You were cheating by Tana before that, seeing hellfire near death. You have to look for the medicine before the sore grows out. After it grows, you can't do it. This referred to painful births. During the time of sickness, you are looking to be free from death and have to spend money, i.e., to see a doctor. During the time of you are healthy and looking for the freedom of death, no need to spend any money, i.e., for practice. But don't do what Tana is asking you because you are healthy. In real, the Kanda is always unhealthy. Because you are always making the adjustment for it, if we are carefully observe and contemplate our daily lives, can see the burden of Sankhara Dukkha very clear. It is never at ease. Therefore it's called disease. Sayadaw continued to talk about a dog with collar and rope bound to a strong post. Living beings are taking the Kanda Dukkha Sakha as mine. They always spend their times with me and mine if not encountering with a good teacher. And they die with Tana and Dithi. I, me Adithi and mine is Tana. How do human beings die? What do you think where they will go? To Apaya, then. Sir, answers from the audience. Apaya is the short form of Apayabhum, plains of misery. Worldlings are taking affection to their Kandas as me and mine. This is very true indeed. Before, how did you live your life? Became dog and then fell into the plains of misery again and again. You were living like a dog with a collar bound to a post. Therefore you didn't have any freedom before. Why the worldlings become dogs? To be answered, as they have the mind of a dog, this was like a prediction. Nowadays most human beings have dogs as pets. Therefore their minds are closer to dogs than ever before. It will become the life of an Aryan, a noble being, from a worldling if the collar and rope are falling off. By contemplating the impermanence of the five Kandas, you are cutting off the dog's collar and rope.